So part two of my response, or actually part three of my response to SM2MBU. So the real point that I really wanted to tease out of all those responses that I got from people about my impact on them and what held me back in their opinion was, although this wasn't the reason for the exercise, is that because I accepted the responses in the light of observation, this is a potential feedback from someone who has their own filters, etc., who I, as Pilgrim Chris points out, who I present a certain picture to, etc. So it was all received in that light. I did have to do some sort of moving away from ego type work on some of the responses, but once I had reflected and moved away and just looked at it from an awareness point of view, in actual fact, at least two of the, if you want to call them negative comments, they weren't really negative, but they were, you know, less positive critique. In actual fact, at least two of those points have helped me transform my life for the better. Eventually, after 12 months, took some time. So I'll give some personal feedback here, is that so 12 months ago I was a size 18 to 20, and one of the feedback was that what held me back is my weight. I admit that egoically I felt quite affronted by this feedback, but because I'd asked the person to be honest and I had asked for the information, I managed to step outside of that and consider it and understand why they'd given me that feedback and so on, and eventually went to the person and discussed it in a much more objective way. I didn't do anything about it at the time. Anyway, you'd be pleased to know I'm now a size 12 to 14, and it wasn't because that person said that, but that somehow, taken in the way it was taken, worked its way through my consciousness and my subconsciousness and enabled me to find the tools within me to do something about it that where I hadn't before. I hope that's helpful, and I'll thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.